Hi guys, in this Flash and ActionScript 3 lesson, I take the first preloader progress bar and text tutorial that I made just a little bit further by implementing inside of the ActionScript. I implement a complete listener for the loader info, and that complete listener allows you to have a function ready to give you a little more control over what the file does when it reaches 100%. So when it reaches 100%, I have it set to, it says current frame plus 1, which is just a fancy way to say go to and stop frame 2. And so when it hits frame 2 is where your content is. And the content, this is very important, is one solid movie clip. It's called My Whole Site. And it doesn't need an instance name, I just instance named it so you'd see what it was. But it's My Whole Site. And once you double click on that and you go inside, there'd be your regular timeline, just like your regular site would be structured out. But put it inside of a movie clip because it preloads a whole lot better. And it's better for all around organization of your file. So on your main scene, all you have is your preloader code on frame 1. And then on frame 2, all you have is the entire content of your file. So it makes your main scene's timeline very organized and neat. And then inside of the whole site movie clip here is where you structure out your giant timeline and layers and all that good stuff. So let's take a look at this thing in the browser. And here it is at develop.php, and I'm going to refresh, and we'll hopefully see it working. Okay, there it is working, and you'll see that the dynamic text is reading. I made it extra bulky. I put giant pictures inside of the FLA file to make it really sorry about that, the video started playing, but I made it extra bulky so that way we can see some good progress here on the page. And you can see that it goes exactly to 100 and then enters the file. And what I did was I set up some graphics to where there's kind of faded out boxes in the back, and then the load bar, it's a mask that shows the bright blue boxes. So go ahead and close that out. But that way you can see it working and you know it works. And if you take this file and you download it, which you can download from develop.php.com in the Flash tab. Under the Flash tutorials, you'll find this lesson. And you can download the file, and then once you get inside of it, you may just want to use this file as your beginning structure. Or maybe you don't want to, because I have the library pretty packed up. But you can remove all the items from the library that are in the main site movie clip here, and then start with your own movie, your own Flash site on the file content frame 2. And let's see, let's show you that graphic I was talking about. So there's the light gray bar, and right there, if I make it to where you can't see the mask, you'll see the bright blue bars, boxes. So there's the bright blue boxes, there's the dark gray boxes, and the mask is a magenta or pink symbol there. I made it bright pink so you can see it real good. And that's what grows over these blue bars to reveal and show them. So this one will help you guys if you have a bulky full Flash website and you need to preload it. Give your users some indication of what's happening. Tell them something's loading into the browser. Okay, we'll see you guys next lesson.